This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis Lila Nishmas, my father, Moshe Yitzchok Ben Doiv, also the Schus Refuah Shalema for Kol Choyli Am Yisrael, also the Schus Kol Am Yisrael, especially those who are in the Sunim, Bitzoro Veshivya. We're up to Mesechus Shavuos, Perik Dalad Mishnehei. We're talking about Shavuos Eidus, when Eidim witnesses are saying that they don't have testimony when they really do have testimony, and they're causing somebody to lose out because of it. And now we're going to give a couple of scenarios and see when they're chayev multiple times and when they're chayev only once. Mashbia ani aleichem. The person who is ostensibly the one who's trying to bring someone else to court, trying to bring someone else to Bezdin, now has these two edim and he's trying to get them to come and they don't want to come. And he says, Mashbia ani aleichem, I am making you swear, im lo tavayu, if you will not be coming for me, v'tiduni, and to say edis for me. What is it about? Sheyesh li biyad pleni pikhodon, that I have something that I lent this person and he needs to give it back to me. Uchumes yad, and also I have something by him that he was supposed to be watching for me, and instead of watching it for me, he used it. V'gozel, or he stole something from me. We're talking about one on top of the other over here. All of these things, right? So it's pikadon, uchumes yad, v'gozel, v'aveda, and also that he found something that I lost, and he didn't give it back to me. So here we have two edus that they saw. He gave him money as a pikadon to hold on to, and for that he gave him this was a collateral that he was holding on to so that he could lend him money. He gave him money to lend, and he have a sorry let me take that back he has either he get, he lent him the money, or he gave him the money to watch, but then he ended up using it, so that's chumas yad. He gave, and these two men are watching, and again, and this man stole from him. They also saw that, and he also found something that belongs to this man. They're also watching that. So these witnesses saw all that, right? And shvua she'ein anu yodim l'chaedus. What they answered was that they swear that they don't know edus for this person. They said one act of swearing, but they covering four different items, right? Pikadon, chumas yad, gazel, v'aveda. And in chayavan el achas, the only chayav one, because they only said to him that they swear that they don't know anything. But if they said back to him, shvua she'eino no yoidim shiyesh lecha biyad ploini pikadon, the swearing that is that they don't know any edus that this person has pikadon, that he's watching it for him, uchumas yad, and that he lent him something and he's using it instead, and vegozel, and that he stole something, vaveda, and that he found what you lost. And they mention all four of them, one after the other. Chayev and alkal achas v'achas. They are chayev to bring a carbon for each shvuah because they made four separate oaths, four separate swearings. That's what is considered. Now, mashbi ani lechem, he says to the edim, I'm making you swear. Im lo tavayu v'tiduni, if you're not going to come to Bezdin and say edus for me, sheyesh li biyad pleni pikadon chitim. Yeah, it's the same thing, but it's three different types of things now. Before we said four different items, four different things in general, four different halachas, right? A pikadon and a chumas yad, each one is different. Here, they're all three pikadons, but they're different types of pikadons. In fact, they're all three similar items, but again, they're different in a way. Pikadon, chitin, usa'irin, v'kusmin. I had chitim, which is wheat, sa'irin, which is barley, kusmin is spelt. So now we have three different things, right? So here we have a man who gave to this person three different sacks, one is chitin, one is iron, and one is kusman, and he did it in front of these edim, and he's telling those edim that they have to come to Bezdin to testify for him, and they say they don't, and they claim they don't, and they swear for it, right? Because if they say it in one general term, they're only chayev one shvua. If they answer back that they don't know edus and they say all three things, they're chayev on all three separate things. Yashakoyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.